Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, engineering as well. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square on what turned out to be a pleasant rainy afternoon. Much of Wisconsin needs the rain. We're in a drought condition for many people, particularly our ag workers. So some well-needed and welcomed rain. Basically, any place south of Wisconsin Dells, it's going to be kind of a nice all-day soaker. North of the Dells, some spotty showers, but certainly need the rain.
And you know what? That makes it a great day to head on over to Norsky Nook and get yourself a delicious right. slice of pie. That has nothing to do with the rain. It's pie day.
It is pie day. That's, what is it? I'm not a mathematician. 3.14 or something like that.
Yeah. And so it's March 14th, 3.14.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, Norsky Nook here in DeForest outside of Madison. Also up in Osseo and Rice Lake near Amory and near WCFW, all those fine stations. Want to start off, though, this afternoon at the top of the broadcast here, looking back to what happened yesterday in Wisconsin. We became the White House West as President Joe Biden visited Milwaukee, spent the night at the Pfister Hotel, and we welcome in and appreciate him making time for us today. Brady Coulthard, the communications director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin, among the many hats that he wears. Brady, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. How are you?
Happy to be here. It was a great day yesterday in Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, where the president launched the campaign headquarters for the state. I believe this is the first time that the campaign's headquarters for Wisconsin will be in Milwaukee.
That's pretty exciting, pretty cool. I think it shows, Brady, again, we've talked about it a lot on this show and others on Civic Media about the importance of Wisconsin moving into 2024. Probably just going to be a handful of states that decide this election, Wisconsin among them, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Many people believe that as goes Wisconsin, to borrow a phrase from a friend, so will the rest of the United States, at least politically this year. Is this the first time you actually met the president or a president?
This is the first time that I met the president and the first time ever I've met a president. And it was really, it was touching because he didn't just meet me, he met everyone in the room. He came in and he was there for a good amount of time, shaking hands with everyone. And it was a diverse crowd of people, young, old, racial backgrounds galore. There, it was a great room of people. There was a young man there who had written the president a letter about how he was dealing with a stutter, similarly to the president, and the president got down and spoke with him for a good chunk of time. And then the president went around the room and spent time with each of us talking about the issues that matter most to us.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I just retweeted, as a matter of fact, right before the show. I believe, according to President Biden's own site or Twitter site, said the young man's name was Harry, who wrote the president a letter about a year ago, and then they met each other. As someone who was born with a speech impediment myself, a cleft palate and a cleft lip, I'm very sensitive to things like this. And for me, I think it really shows the humility, the humanity, the compassion of Joe Biden. And to me, take all the other policy stuff out, Brady. Just if you look at the two major candidates and who they are and their character, I think that exemplifies who Joe Biden is.
Correct. And even when I got to meet with him, I told him a quick little story about I have five nieces and four of them are now in school. And the reason I do what I do is because I'm scared about what school safety looks like for them amidst the gun violence pandemic or epidemic. And I was sharing that with him and thanked him for his work on the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is obviously a policy, but he said, you know, kid, we're just getting started. And, you know, he also shared not just to the whole group that he was always told to keep the faith, and he would he always said, no, we're going to spread the faith. I think that is just a very positive message if you contrast that with the Republican nominee.
Brady Coulthard is the communications director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Brady, speak to this. I know you're on a tight time frame. We appreciate the time that you've given us. But we hear so much right now about, you know, President Biden's age. And, of course, with the Hur hearing and investigation this week, it came out that much of that was bunk when you looked at the actual transcript. Speak as a – do you care? I mean, are you Gen Z? Or are you Gen – what do you consider yourself?
I'm Gen Z.
So you're Gen Z. That's fantastic. I am not. but you're, so you're Gen Z. You're part of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. As a young person, as a Gen Zer, what are your thoughts on Joe Biden's candidacy in 2024?
Look, in 2020, I was the vice chair for College Democrats of Wisconsin, and I organized young people amidst the pandemic to around the promise of the Biden-Harris administration, what they promised us. And now in 2024, I'm organizing young people around what they've delivered for us. It's been the largest climate investment ever, the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and they're just getting started. They said if we bring them a Congress, they will restore women's rights to choose. So that's the kind of leadership that Joe Biden exemplifies. And with Vice President Harris there, I'm confident that the Biden-Harris administration is the correct administration for young people.
Brady, as a Gen Zer, do you think that is going to, pardon the pun, trump everything else, that the women's right to choose, women's access to health care for them, is that going to be an issue that really resonates with Gen Zers that kind of, you know, masks all the perceived negatives?
Well, I think we have an understanding that these issues they're bigger than just one issue, right? When Dobbs came down, they made it very clear that other issues were on the line, whether it was interracial marriage or marriage equality. We know that those are on the chopping block. And I think young people understand that we were left a world that where frankly, we are the ones in charge and have to fix it. Yeah, so I do think that we'll get to the polls and for Joe Biden.
Before we let you go, take off your communication for Young Democrats hat and all the other hats you wear. Just be Brady for a second. What did it mean to you personally? What were your thoughts of the moment and going away after having met Joe Biden personally?
Well, first of all, I have to say he has really soft hands, which was just very unexpected.
Good moisturizer. I don't know.
Yeah, it was great. It was just a lot of like thankfulness and humility that someone my age, as a young person, I think I'm usually the youngest person in the room when it comes to political events. And it was really great to see that he wanted to engage with me. And this back and forth interaction was incredible. So I was very thankful for the work he did and the time he took with each and every one of us. It made me proud to be an American, honestly. Yeah, those were the feelings I left with.
Brady Coulthard, thank you so much. Communications Director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Thanks for making time for us at the top of the show. I know you have a busy day, but hopefully you come back and check in. And thanks for giving us a little a feel of the room, what it was like to meet President Biden yesterday.
It was wonderful. Thank you for your time, Todd.
Hey, thank you. Brady Coulthard, the communications director for the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. Great to have him on the show today. I mean, that's what you're talking about, Mr. Zommers. I mean, when you've got, you know, to meet, I don't care, you know, who it is, to meet the leader of the free world. Well, I guess I should qualify that. The former free leader, I'm not so sure. But other than that one, I think that regardless of party, when the leader of the free world shows up at your community, it's a big deal.
Absolutely. And I think we've said it time and time again, providing many examples, and now we have just even a more personal example with somebody at Civic Media that Joe Biden's character is really head and shoulders above Donald Trump. Yeah. And that's if Trump were standing on top of the Empire State.
Well, I just think it's, and I think what Brady just shared with us there as a young person, part of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin, I think that if Joe Biden gets out like this and does several of these type of events where he's meeting people and they see him one-on-one, like I say, this has been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when he came to Madison, Joe Biden did, and I got to be in the room. I didn't get to meet him personally like Brady did, but I was in the room. And when you're in the room with the guy, he just has a presence, and that compassion comes through. So really appreciate Brady Coulthard for taking the time and giving us a little on-the-scene reporting, as it were, and being there. So
yes, thanks,
Brady. And it's fantastic that, you know, again, contrary to what the mainstream news media may try to tell us, that there are a lot of young people who are enthusiastic and going to go out and support Joe Biden this fall in 2024.
And the more they get to meet him, they're going to tell their friends and should make a difference.
Absolutely. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have something to say about President Biden visiting Milwaukee yesterday, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, see, wouldn't it be great if we had like a bellhop that was listening and said, well, I can tell you what he had for breakfast. Now, see, that'd be great inside information. Does he like cereal? Does he like eggs? It means nothing about the presidency, but these are things that I find fascinating.
And that's another thing about Joe Biden. We know he loves ice cream.
Right.
And that's very relatable.
Exactly. On the more serious side, in terms of what the president was actually here to talk about, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Hope Carnop, she wrote about the important takeaways from President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee yesterday, including his emphasis on complete streets and what that means. You can check all that out at the MilwaukeeJournalSentinel.com as well. So he was not announcing more of this infrastructure money to help with walkability and connecting neighborhoods in Milwaukee. I think he also had some money for Madison as well. And it's just, you know, again, ironic that some of these Republicans in Congress were lauding this money coming to Wisconsin, but the star caveat, they didn't actually vote for it. So just be aware of that. We're going to come back and talk about a story that you may not have heard about. Trump was on Newsmax last night, spreading, again, more wild conspiracy theories. And why this kind of stuff doesn't get further up the headline chain, I'm not sure. But we're going to talk about it. Also have a cut from President Biden yesterday talking about Medicare and Social Security in Wisconsin. And Chris Hayes takes us back to 4 years ago, March 13th, 2020. Were you better off than you are now, 4 years ago? We'll talk about that as well. All that, more of the Todd Lovell Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for taking us along on at least here in southern, south central Wisconsin, a more rainy Thursday afternoon, March 14th, 2024. Much needed rain. It's going to be a soaker for some places could get a couple inches of rain, and we certainly need it here. Wish we could spread that across the entire state. I think north of the Dells is going to be scattered at best. For a while, they were talking about some possible freezing rain this morning up in northeastern Wisconsin, but I think most of that stayed in the form of rain. So happy for that, or at least sprinkles. Coming up in hour two of the show at 1:34 today, our friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, the managing editor, is going to be here a day early, changing things around a little bit, and a little week in review. News of not fiction, but the wacky, unusual, and crazy things that human beings actually do. The week in review with Peter Rapine coming up at 1:30, or at least 1:34, right after the news, weather, and sports update at the bottom of the hour of the 1 o'clock hour. Want to play a couple of cuts for you, some things that I feel are not making enough news, or at least aren't being paid attention to. The first one is the Trumpster from, I believe this last night, he went on the old Newsmax right-wing network there and talked to Greg Kelly, basically a Trump acolyte on Newsmax, sat down for an interview and started whining about how the Clintons. That's right. Bill and Hillary, former president and secretary of state, Clintons. What Trump said got away with things, and how he was being unfairly prosecuted and probably persecuted too, in Trump's words, because of the charges against him. So I want to play you this cut. And again, a former president of the United States saying this, and now the presumptive nominee for the Republican MAGA party in 2024. Here's Trump on Newsmax last night.
It's egregious what he did. But by the way, they released Hillary Clinton. She hammered her phones. She used all sorts of acid testing and everything else. They call it bleach bit, but it's essentially acid that will destroy everything, you know, within 10 miles. I mean, what she did was unbelievable. Nothing happens to her. Nothing happens to Bill Clinton. He took it out in his socks. You know, it was a famous socks case, which he actually ended up winning.
All right. A couple of things here. And at first, it may not be apparent. First, he's carrying on and on about, you know, when Hillary Clinton, you know, the so-called emails that on her server and whatnot, which, of course, no charges ever came of. And he claims that she used acid to destroy this. Physical acid is what he's trying to say. And it was so powerful that it destroys everything within 10 miles.
Obviously, that's hyperbole, but still.
And then, well, let's get to the... So he used this term bleach bit. He said he has called bleach bit. It destroys everything within 10 miles. Here's the fact. Bleach bit is the name of a software program that is used on computers to scrub them.
That's where the word bit comes from, because right. You're bleaching the bits. You're scrubbing. Right. Yeah. So he doesn't know anything.
It's not physical acid, number one. Number two, that was never proven to be factual at all. So I just wanted to play this and talk about it, because it's a great example of what Trump does all the time, which is take something that's kind of sort of based in the truth and then make crap up. Just make it up. And you notice when he said it, he kind of laughed about it. So you wonder, well, did he really know he was making it up? Which, I mean, bleach bit. Bleach bit is a software program. Then he talks about how Bill Clinton, allegedly, according to Trump, smuggled things out in his socks, classified information, which turns out never happened. All right? What he's talking about is, there was a time when allegedly the former president had tapes that were in his sock drawer. And then did you notice at the end, Trump says, of course he won that case. You know, in other words, he proved that he did nothing wrong. But this is just an example. If you only watch Newsmax, if you only watch OWN, if you only watch Fox, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to hear all the time. And again, I think that many people listening to this show, perhaps, and others, we grew up, if you're of a certain age, you grew up of an age when Walter Cronkite was the anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News. And at the end of every newscast, he said, and that's the way it is. And you just said, yeah, Walter Cronkite tells it like it is. That's the way it is. And this is what we thought of our news organizations for so very long. And so many people say, well, it was on the news. It has to be true. They couldn't lie about it. Well, yes, it turns out they actually can. What do you think of this Trump line? Not just on Newsmax, but I mean, the stories that he makes up. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us or call on the Civic Media app. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, or a text as well. Download the Civic Media app today on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Go to the text line on WMDX. Says, quote, also using bleach bit is the responsible thing to do when disposing old computers.
That's correct. Personally, I'm a fan of DBAN, which stands for Derek's Bootin' Nuke. Basically, it's a software program that you put on a jump drive and then you start up a computer. Instead of starting up from the computer's hard drive, you boot up on the jump drive and it just rewrites random data over the hard drive like 50 times.
Really?
So if you want to make sure nobody gets your personal info from your computer, if you're selling it or recycling it or whatever, you should delete everything. And ideally, you do it with a program like that that makes sure nothing can really be recovered unless somebody is truly desperate, which they won't be for a random Joe's computer.
Just use DBAG. What's it called?
DBAN.
Oh, DBAN. Oh, sorry.
DBAN. Derek's Bootin' Nuke.
Derek's Bootin' Nuke. Or the Bleach Bit, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
But Bleach Bit, as it turns out, is not acid.
It is not bleach. And also, Donald Trump, I understand you probably didn't pass the eighth grade, but bleach is not an acid. It's a base. It is the opposite of an acid.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't do well in chemistry. I'll admit that.
But also that's fair because nobody actually needs to, or very few people actually need to know that in their day-to-day lives.
Right. When we come back here, we have the news, sports, weather update. I think Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, is standing by to give us an ag update as well over this noon hour. And we've heard this a lot from Republicans now. This has kind of been their new calling card. They're trying to resurrect the spirit of Ronald Wilson Reagan, asking people, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? But it's not working the way that it worked for Reagan because, as it turns out, yes, things are much better now than they were 4 years ago. But a lot of people have forgotten that, you see. And so Chris Hayes on MSNBC a couple nights ago, on the 13th, he literally went back 4 years to March 13th, 2020. And he pulled a bunch of clips and headlines from the nightly news. And it was all in one day. And this wasn't splicing of several days. One day, 2020, March 13th, we're going to take you back there. We're going to play you the actual clips. And you let you decide for yourself. Were you better off on March 13th of 2020 than you were on March 13th of 2024? Don't miss it. Stay tuned now for news, weather, sports, and ag updates right here on the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 now past the hour of 12 noon. Very dramatic, Mr. Zombers. What are we doing here?
Oh, well, we're going back in time, so I thought I'd play the theme from Back to the Future.
Oh, see, I didn't remember that's how it started. Yeah.
Me either, to be honest.
Very dramatic. Very, that's good. We are going to go back in time here. We're going to listen to Chris Hayes and his program, looking back at March 13th of 2020. The question is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? But before we do, let's keep here in the present and go to the phone lines. And Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I say definitely better now. I have a unique but not unique perspective on this because March 13th of 2020, I was halfway into my chemo for stomach cancer, and that's when the nurses had to start rationing their PPEs, their masks that they were wearing. You know, that made their masks last a week. Go to the waiting room, you know, to get my chemo administered. Where before you'd be in the waiting room with fellow travelers, then you'd go and you would be by yourself more or less, and the only people you'd really have contact with is the people that checked in behind the glass, and then the nurses that had to be constantly masked when they're, you know, administering the chemotherapy treatment to me, and bouncing back and forth. I thought, yeah, gas was cheap, but I had to drive myself back and forth to Madison, and the tough time getting down to the grocery store, and it just is trying to get into Willie Street Co-op. They were rationing people getting into there. You could only have, like, 20 people at a time or something like that inside the store.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what was going on. That was going back in 2020. So that, and now we're not facing with that kind of thing, whether people should be wearing masks all the time or not. That's I won't debate that at this point right now. But anybody thinks we're better off in 2020 than we are today, they can pucker up. I mean, that it is just it is just a world of difference.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you've gotten through your chemos and you're here. I mean, that's number one. That's the best news, right, Mark? That you're here and you're calling in. That's fantastic. But yeah, we're gonna play this clip and thank you very much for calling in, Mark. Always appreciate it. Before we do, I want to button up one other thing. Our last subject there on this cut we played from the former president Trumpster, Donna from DeForest, and we played this cut where Trump said erroneously, incorrectly, that Hillary Clinton used liquid bleach called BleachBit to get rid of evidence from her emails. And as it turns out, BleachBit is a name of a software program. So Donna from DeForest from WMDX writes in on the text line, "Hey, thanks for the info on BleachBit and acid-based chemistry. I learned something. I'm not surprised to find out Hillary was doing the responsible thing by scrubbing electronic devices for disposal. Makes sense. Good data security is something we all have to learn more about these days," unquote. Also off of WMDX, a caller texted in saying, quote, "Kudos to the producer for knowing bleach is a base," unquote. Mr. Zomers, that's all you. I did not know that.
Thank you. Yeah, this information serves me well. It served me now because I got to say that I know it on the radio. That's about it.
And you've looked, you knew like the number to it or whatever.
That's true. Yeah. During the break, I was like, bleach is a pH of like 11 or 12, right? And I looked it up and yeah, it's between 11 and 13 generally.
You know who's going to appreciate this part of the show?
Who?
My compadre, the father of my godsons, Kurt Kohler, who is a chemist and who would know all this stuff just off the top of his head. So yeah, thank you for making Kurt's day.
Good. Have a good day, Kurt. Enjoy pie day.
Yes, and I'm sure he will. He enjoys some good pie, like we all do. So now we're going to go to this cut from Chris Hayes from MSNBC. The question Democrats, or pardon me, that Republicans are peddling, and this goes back to 1980, when Ronald Reagan was facing Jimmy Carter and the economy was not doing well. There was an energy crisis, hostages in Iran, as they used at the time the phrase a malaise over America. And Reagan asked the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And most Americans would have said that back then, no, we're not. We're worse off now. And so that was a great campaign strategy for Reagan. So now the Trump folks, the MAGA Republicans, are trying to use this same tactic. And of course, most of their policies, especially with Ukraine, do not represent Reagan at all, but yet they try to still use Reagan and his image. But the thing is, now the Republicans, the MAGA Republicans, are saying, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, yesterday was, as Mark said, March 13th, 2020. So here now on last night, Chris Hayes went back in time. This is fantastic. Everywhere to play the entire thing, because this should be played every hour on the hour. Here is Chris Hayes taking us back 4 years ago.
As we reported here, Donald Trump and Joe Biden became the presumptive nominees of their parties for president last night. As I've said many times, they both have records to run on, which I guess is why Trump allies keep asking this question.
And people look around and they say, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? The answer to that is no. You can compare very easily how much better your life was with Donald Trump in office and how much worse you are now that Joe Biden is in office.
They just keep trying to squeeze out a little more juice from that old Ronald Reagan campaign slogan, hoping that we've all wiped 2020 from our minds completely. But you know what? It is a good question. And if Republicans are going to keep asking it, I think we should keep trying to answer it. So, how good was your life 4 years ago today on March 13th, 2020? On that day, Donald Trump held a 72-minute long press conference in the Rose Garden to address the coronavirus. And so I want to show you what that press conference looked like in relation to the actual facts of what was being reported on that very day.
Breaking news tonight, President Trump declaring the coronavirus a national emergency.
A national emergency. Two very big words.
The number of cases in the U.S. rising to near 2,000, at least 41 deaths, all schools closing in a growing number of states, millions of students impacted, houses of worship suspending services, landmarks, theme parks, sporting events, and concerts shutting down.
We don't want people to take a test if we feel that they shouldn't be doing it. 1.4 million tests on board next week.
And 5 million within a month, I doubt we'll need anywhere near that.
The testing crisis, drive-through stations overflowing. President Trump vowing to boost testing and saying he takes no responsibility for widespread delays.
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all.
The chaos at grocery store lines where they stretch out the door, shelves cleared out.
At this New York grocery store, customers stood for 2 hours to check out. Aisles usually chock full of toilet paper, paper towels, cold medicine, even pasta, now lay bare with nothing left.
I showed up today and it's just chaos.
These guys are selling a lot of toilet paper. I don't know their seams. Tony, did you need to give some guidance that toilet paper is not an effective protection against getting the coronavirus?
Hospitals bracing for a possible surge in patients, already reporting shortages of masks and protective clothing. Will there be enough beds?
You said that you don't take responsibility, but you did disband the White House pandemic office. The officials that worked in that office said that the White House lost valuable time because that office wasn't disbanded. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question. Some of the doctors say it will wash through, it will flow through, in interesting terms, and very accurate. I think you're going to find in a number of weeks it's going to be a very accurate term.
Nervous, scared, confused, not really sure what's going on.
Or worse. It could get worse.
That, just to be clear, that all happened on the same day. We didn't, like, stitch together a week of footage. That was March 13th, 2020. One day. So how about it? You better off than you were 4 years ago? Exactly 4 years ago? I'll leave that for you to decide.
Chris Hayes from MSNBC. I wanted just to play it in its entirety, to really let it sink in. When you hear those headlines from NBC News, and to see the visual of that, remember that press conferences had to be held in the Rose Garden outside with 3 feet between chairs, with Trump at the podium saying he doesn't take any responsibility at all. We have 5,000 tests. We're not going to need them. People, a shortage of masks. You could not find toilet paper. Store shelves bare. I mean, you couldn't go to church. And get this, by the way, to do a little cross promotion right now, coming up on WRCE in Richland Center and also Racine, Kenosha, also at Wisconsin Rapids and Amory, the Wisconsin Badger Big Ten Tournament coming up here. Badgers taking on, I believe, Maryland is who we're, Maryland's who we're taking on here. The game is going to start, the other game is finishing up, and we're about to start that on those stations. But here's the deal. 4 years ago, the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team led by Brad Davidson had just, I believe, won 8 straight to close out the regular season, won a Big Ten championship at Indiana. And suddenly they stopped the Big Ten tournament and there was no NCAA. I believe the Badgers could have had a huge run that year. Why? Because everything shut down under Donald Trump. Because he ignored the pandemic, because he put off trying to ameliorate the conditions, not only that, make them better. And that was Trump.
Again, just like Joe Biden did not single-handedly invent the cure for COVID and fix the world, Donald Trump did not single-handedly invent COVID and curse the world. But as Todd said, as we've said before, as they said in those clips and asked him, like, Mr. Trump, you dismantled these organizations and you didn't do anything. Why not? And he's like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it.
But I think it's important to hear all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And hear it back to back. And again, that was not over the course of a week or a month. All those things you just heard was from one day. Headlines from one day, March 13th, 2020.
I don't know about you, but I remember during the pandemic, I was just like, this is too much. And I just did not pay attention to the news and I just stayed inside.
Well, I'm a news junkie, so I paid attention, but it got overwhelming.
Overwhelming,
and,
for sure.
And I think that so I'm fine. If Republicans, MAGA Republicans, want to keep asking this question, were you better off? Are you better off now than you were 40 years ago? I'm happy to take that challenge. We'll keep playing clips from March 13th, 2020. We'll keep talking about the cancellation of March Madness in 2020 because of the way that the coronavirus was spreading. We had cooler, semi-cooler trucks as makeshift morgues outside of our hospitals. Our healthcare workers were overwhelmed. There was a mask shortage. You couldn't buy hand sanitizer.
Remember that guy who got sued, and I think in Florida, who was hoarding hand sanitizer and reselling it online? Yeah. Then he went to defend himself and wore this shirt about how much he cares about family. And it's like, dude, you're scalping hand sanitizer.
Yeah. It was awful 4 years ago. In 2020, March of 2020, it was not a good time. And I think we all need to be reminded of that and ask ourselves, do we ever want to go back to that again? Or we could bet on the guy who has the economy rolling in record prices. I just saw this one last night. United States of America has never been producing more oil. And at the same time, the United States of America has never been producing more renewable energy. The economy is flourishing. President Biden in Wisconsin yesterday to bring millions more dollars in infrastructure to Milwaukee, Madison, after bringing a $1 billion bridge to Superior, Wisconsin. I mean, all this guy does, Joe Biden, is win. And so far, I'm not getting sick of winning under Joe Biden. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gene and Eau Claire will start it. I forgot to look at the clock here. We're going to have to, Gene, just hold on a second, Gene, because we got a commercial break coming up here. We're going to take that and then we'll come back to you, Gene. So don't go anywhere. Gene will be first on the line here when we come back. It's an important question and we should answer it. We should think about it. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? For me, the answer is unequivocally yes. We'll talk to Gene on the other side and your calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Summer's going dark, Brandon. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 14th. Who sings that? All I Gotta Do Is Win? Or
DJ Khaled.
That's on my Spotify. I know that.
Yeah, mine too, for sure. I listen to that all
bad,
the time.
Not a bad song. Not a bad song. For appropriate for the moment.
Yes, that's the area.
Talking about Joe Biden, all he does is win. Republicans, MAGAs keep asking, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I ask you, Gene from Eau Claire. We always appreciate you listening to WCFW, the tap up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley. Gene, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
I say prayers and thanks every day for Joe Biden. I'm a news watcher, and I was watching all the idiocracy going on in our country. You know, the worrying of the guy's parades and all that kind of stuff all the time for himself. Everything was about him, you know, and even in the meetings, you know, I noticed that people that he had around him, all they did was praise him. Mm-hmm. And if people didn't do exactly what he said, he ran them down, or if they had ideas that didn't, you know, go along with his. But I remember watching the films of the streets where the streets were bare. Mm-hmm. And during that time, people weren't buying a lot of gas, so I think the gas prices went down a little bit during Trump time, you know. And I remember nurses having to reuse their masks, and a lot of those people that worked in the health department, they stayed in different places. They didn't go home with their families for fear of spreading the COVID. It's just amazing to me that, you know, the people that we, you know, that cared about us during this really, really bad time got just crapped on by nasty megas. And, I hope Trump goes to Galdang prison or send him off on an island all by himself or all the megas and go live there and have your own little community and not care about anybody but yourselves, because this, a lot of people lost loved ones. It's, I mean, I don't know how anybody can say that we're worse off than when Trump was in office. Right. I mean, it shocks me. You know what? I'm 69. Mm-hmm. I paid attention for many years. I have never seen the chaos, destruction, rudeness, just fascism. And I hope people wake up, because they need to watch these people. They're not normal. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for the show. And thank you for, people forget, they want to forget because it was trauma.
Yeah.
You know, right? I think a lot of those, you know, PTSD.
That's
a lot
well
of
said.
People have that still. So anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you, Jean. Really appreciate the call. Always appreciate Jean's energy and her spunk and her passion there. But she's right. And that's why we replayed this longer clip today. And we're going to keep replaying things like that, because I think you're right. I know you're right, Gene. And Mr. Zomer has touched on this earlier, that it just back in 2020, a lot of this stuff became overwhelming and we just said we can't do it anymore. And I think that you're right, Gene, that there is a certain amount of PTSD. And so our brains just want to not remember that. Because for a lot of folks, we lost family or friends. There was deaths. There was illness. There was financial problems. People lost their jobs. They lost their homes because they couldn't pay their mortgage or their rent. And then you had people, you know, like Robin Voss, who was already wealthy and owned a business and got these PPP loans. And some of those loans went to the right folks and helped save a business. Other people, the people that had the money, also got loans. Billions of dollars, and they pocketed that and just profited off of a tragedy. So 4 years ago, it was chaos, and it's not something that I ever want to go back to again. And the way that you prevent our country from not returning to that is by having someone in the White House who, when you have a national crisis thrust upon you, you actually handle it with leadership. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee and Karina. Karina, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, good afternoon. You know what I think?
What do you think, Karina?
Just for a fact that the Trump is not in White House, that's for that fact, they think it's not good enough. That's all.
So you think that the only thing they're going to be satisfied with is getting Trump back in the White House, the MAGAs?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't understand. They're not interested. They're not looking for benefits for a country, for everybody. They're just looking at themselves, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They already been rich. They already have everything what they have. They're not going to say no for more,
right?
Obviously. But the fact is that they not want. They didn't want. Their party is not there. Their chosen one is not there. Then it's not good enough.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt.
Appreciate the call, Karina. Thank you so much. Karina in Milwaukee, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And yeah, I agree that for that 25, 30, whatever it is, 35% of the mega Republican base, which according to Trump's now, both Donald and Don Jr., is 100% of the Republican Party, according to them. They won't be satisfied. They won't be satisfied until Trump is there. And we've heard this from reporters, both from comedy shows, but from also legit journalism, where they interview MAGA people wearing all the paraphernalia at these rallies. And people actually said they don't care whether Trump is a dictator. They're fine with that. I mean, that's just above and beyond supporting a candidate. You've now abandoned your country. As Jon Stewart said in that clip we played yesterday, that's not patriotism. That's treason.
It's a monarchy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an absolute monarchy. There's a conference going on. I believe it's in down south. I'll figure it out over the break where it's actually happening. Republicans, House Republicans are gathering. And Mike Johnson came out, Speaker Mike Johnson, just a few minutes ago, and he gave a statement on IVF, in vitro fertilization. And when we come back at the top of the next hour, we're going to play this for you. And once again, the Trump, maybe Trump himself, I don't know, somebody has gotten to Mike Johnson and given him his marching orders. And he went to the podium in front of the TV cameras moments ago, and we're going to play it for you. And once again, the MAGA Republican Party has shown their colors on what they think of not just women's rights, but people's right to conceive and to have children. Shocking. On the other side, don't go anywhere. Hour two is straight ahead. Also, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World. It's the Tahlil Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your news starts now.